Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hey, this is Anne-Marie. Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients, and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 10. Now, another question that I'm often asked is, how frequently should I publish my podcast? Maybe that's a question that you're asking. How frequently should you publish a podcast? Now, if you've heard my response to tip number 9 with the question, how long should my podcast be? Guess what? I'm going to use the exact same response that I gave to tip 9 to this question of how frequently should you publish your podcast? And my response is, well, it depends. So again, there are no rules to podcasting other than the rules that you set yourself. And guess what? As an entrepreneur, you get to make rules and you can get to break those rules if they don't suit you. Okay, you don't need anyone else's permission to make a rule and break a rule if it's just not working for you. And this is the same when it comes to the frequency and how often you publish your podcast. So the better question would be, what's the overall goal of my podcast? How do I plan on leveraging my podcast to help me achieve that goal? That's what you should be asking. And also, what time commitment do I have to produce this podcast? And how am I best going to repurpose and leverage my podcast? That's the questions that I would encourage you to ask yourself. You see, one of my alliance partners publish their podcast when they have an episode to share. That's because they interview premium members. And if they don't have any new premium members to feature, guess what? Then there are no interviews and there's no publication. And their podcast was recently listed as number one podcast for Australian women in business. And their podcast continues to be one of the best ways they generate leads and inquiries from potential members for their network. And they do not have a frequency to their publication. I mean, if we do one every, you know, couple of weeks, that's fantastic, but it's not something that we commit to and focus on, but rather focusing on high quality content and information. Now, another client of mine had no interest in doing an ongoing podcast. So we created an evergreen podcast series, and he now leverages that as part of his content creation strategy or content sharing strategy, as well as a seed and lead strategy, getting people off the podcast and, you know, contacting him and his team via phone. That's the seed and lead strategy that he has in place. Now, if he ever decides down the track to do another series, he can. And guess what? If he were to free up some time and lo and behold, all of a sudden have desire to start an ongoing, more regular podcast frequency and publication, he can do that as well. It will depend on him and what's going on in his business. Now, another client of mine releases an interview with a guest once a month, and then she has a shorter solo show every other week. So following more of a publication schedule of a podcast, say every 2 weeks, and that best fits with her schedule and her overall podcast strategy. So again, how frequently should you publish your podcast? It depends on you and your overall goals that you want to achieve and how your podcast is going to help you get to those goals. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.